Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Harrington's here. Ed's back. That's right. He's the CEO of Ideas to Go. He serves on the Yale Center for Customer Insights Board of Directors. He's the co-author of a book called Outsmart Your Instincts. And he's spent a lot of years with the great company P&G. I used to do a little business with those guys in Cincinnati, and he's our friend. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here, calling you from frozen Minneapolis, Minnesota. But the hearts are warm.
There you go. And the people are nice, right? Minnesota nice, right?
Very nice, and they're very nice. So
Minnesota nice. That's what I keep hearing about. So, all right, Ed. One of the things that you guys do in your work is you help people when they get stuck. You help them get out of their own way. Isn't that one of the biggest? It seems to me one of the biggest challenges we have in small business, because there's not that many of us. In most small businesses, it just seems to me like one of the biggest impediments to success, to progress, to sustainability, is getting out of our own way. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. And you know that what am I thinking on that? And looking at this whole behavioral science, how we think and the subconscious, the non-conscious mind, is that we think we control our minds, but 90% of the time that's not true. It's the other way around. Our minds control us. And it does it in these very subtle, subliminal ways that are frankly there to save us, right? I mean, these are survival things, and 90% of what we do, 95, probably even higher, should be relatively automatic, either what we've got in terms
of... We've already built the algorithm for it, right?
Yeah, we built it. And that algorithm has been refined over, you know, thousands of years.
We know when the stove is red, it's hot.
That's exactly. Jump off a cliff, not a good idea. Right? You know, so all this learning accumulates. However, when we want to think innovatively, and we want to come up with new ideas, and we want to be open, they work against us. Those very same instincts. Mm-hmm.
Well, and another fellow Minnesotan, in fact, someone who lives in your town, Joe Barker, talks about paradigms. He revived the concept of paradigms, and which is kind of what you're talking about. A paradigm can be a good thing because a paradigm is basically a set of rules that we figured out how to operate within. But when those rules become obsolete and we're still hidebound inside of them, that's when we get in our own way, isn't it?
It is. You know, like a lot of successful smaller businesses start out with a fabulous idea. They go into sort of it's a little bit heuristics now, so it's not quite come to fruition. Then it comes to fruition. Then success breeds conservatism in the sense that I don't want to change it. I don't want to muck with what brought me here.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Unfortunately, the world moves on.
Well, the world, what happens is, what you have to say is, okay, the world isn't telling me it's broke. It's not broke. The world is telling me that it's irrelevant.
Yes. Right. It's no longer working. If you're listening to the world, and where we began was sometimes it's hard to hear what the world is telling us. So we listen to ourselves. There's one of these biases is actually called confirmation bias. And confirmation bias is literally looking and selecting the information that supports your position and rejecting everything that doesn't. And it's done in a way that's not deliberate. That's the hardest stuff about this. Is you don't even realize that you're necessarily doing that. So you got to do things to break out of that. And certainly one of them, you know, one of the things we talk about is how can you reframe a problem? So if you've got a problem. And so here's a little story about new hotel, big high rise, you know, 80 stories over in Asia. Problem is they had limited elevators and people were complaining about the miserable wait for the elevators. They did everything they could to shorten the time of the ride. They lightened the load. They upgraded all the electrical. They did, but they couldn't budget. And I said, okay, well, let's re-examine what the issue is. Is the issue that we need to lessen time, or and then they play with what we call sort of word salad. You start changing different words. So instead of saying we need to lessen the time, you start saying we need to increase the time. Well, why would you increase the time? Well, we need to make the time better. And suddenly they start working in a different direction. How do you lessen the sense of time, right? Instead of saying it, we're not going to, absolutely, we cannot change the time. So they looked at different things, and the solution to this was put mirrors up where people are waiting. And then they've got something to entertain themselves.
Oh, listen. Right? You give me a mirror, I'm happy for a while. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, there is a couple of things. I think most people kind of do like themselves. Number one. Number two, you're in a hotel.
I love me, Ed.
I'm like, if you're not your own fan, you're in trouble.
That's exactly right.
So we like to look at ourselves. Also, we might be going to a meeting or going to meet someone or whatever. So we want to make sure I'm presentable. You know, if I got that piece of salad in my teeth. And you think of so there's another solution people have come up for this whole elevator issue. Half of it's captive audience and half of it is to make the time a little less miserable. Can you think of what it is? I bet you've been in elevators with this.
Music?
Yeah, actually, that wasn't it, but you're exactly right. Music or Muzak. Remember Muzak?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course. Elevator music.
Out of Rochester, New York, a place that you
Well, how about the windows? The elevator with the windows. You can look outside. I like those.
There you go. It's all things to turn it more to an entertainment value or even educational. So others are they put news screens in now. And there's cable news going on. And, of course, they use it for advertising. You're familiar with, is it Frederick Taylor, Taylor School of Management, Time and Motion Studies?
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper by the dozen. So they used to wait in line for the bathroom. He came from he had 12 kids.
So I got to wrap it up here, but Ed, give us a quick.
Sorry.
Wrap this whole thing and put a bow on it for this segment.
For this, I would say change your perspective. If you can't change your perspective, bring in others.
Let somebody else help you and we get your perspective.
Yep.
But by all means, folks, you have to get out of your own way. And I promise you, to some degree, we're all in our own way every day. Quick break, 20 after, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.